All right, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Pastor Eli James here. This is Eurofolk Radio, and I think we're broadcasting. And we had a trouble with the feed from Speak Free Radio a couple hours ago. But welcome, everybody. And Ted Midward is with us, and he caught that. There's a thing going around that people are calling the 100-day flu. And Ted, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. You can notice my voice is a little off. Got this in the past week or so. I had an ear infection I'm dealing with, and some of the medication, I hope it's helping, but it developed into kind of a sore throat and a little bit of a cough. So I hope I'm at the tail end of it. I apologize for my annoying voice for this one, but we missed a few weeks, and I didn't want to miss any more, and I feel good and up to it. So I'm glad we could be back again, Eli, to talk.
Yeah, yeah. Well, before today's show, we were discussing about the Israeli assault on Hamas, which, of course, the Jew-controlled media is reporting as an assault by Hamas against the Israelis. But in all the videos that I've seen of the destruction and mayhem and violence, I haven't seen any Israelis being attacked. There are no videos of the Israelis being attacked at all. It's all Gaza people, Palestinians being attacked. What's going on here? Are the Jews just lying to us all the time, right?
It certainly seems that way, doesn't it? It's a complicated story, and it's difficult for Americans to get their head wrapped around exactly what's going on. You have to go all the way back to the end of World War II, the 1940s, the beginning of the Zionist movement, and we can't touch on all that. And I'm sure most of the listening audience they probably have a good grasp. They've heard this for years, probably.
Right.
Christian identity folks, they know the truth. And I wanted to make a point where, we're a small community out here in internet activism, but we have, here in Christian Identity, we have a really good, solid view of the deception of these Jews and what they've done. And this creation of the state of quote-unquote Israel is probably one of the greatest deceptions of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
But, this war supposedly started, they're going to act like this war started back on 10-7, October 7th. And I remember, I pay attention to the news day in, day out. I'm a regular guy. I have a day job. But, once I learned about this this hidden dagger war down through the ages that is taught about in Christian Identity, I got more or less enthralled and addicted to the news, world events. I'm always watching, always seeing what's happening. But I remember reports right after 10-7 that Bibi and his administration, Mr. Netanyahu, they were warned by Arab neighbors, I think Egypt, if I recall correctly, that an attack was coming. They were picking up chatterings here and there and intelligence, and they warned the Israelis, this is coming. So, and the reports came out that Bibi had the military stand down, and they more or less allowed this attack to happen. Okay, they're usually on high alert, high defense. And somehow, the terrorists got through and attacked. And you can probably dig up reports. I saw footage of Apache helicopters, some kind of helicopter attack that was friendly fire on the Israelis. So there's a lot of deception. You remember the 40 decapitated babies story that the Jews were pumping out in American news and media. It turned out to be a hoax, but the Jews know they need war propaganda to get the goyim on their side and to get Congress to write them a blank check. So they got to lie. They got to push war propaganda out there. So there's a lot of that that's happened, and we can get into more of that, but I guess that'll suffice for an opening statement here.
Right, right. Well, I don't have a TikTok account, but I understand that TikTok is broadcasting some pretty gory stuff about, how Palestinian babies and children and bombing, which is totally contrary to mainstream kosher press, okay? And you sent me this
Right.
item here, World Central Kitchen. I'm not sure what that organization is. I guess they're a relief organization. And they have this to say: World Central Kitchen is devastated to confirm seven members of our team have been killed in an IDF strike in Gaza. And that's all we ever hear, is that people were killed by the, you know, in a third party individual being killed by IDF. They're never killed by Palestinians. They're always killed by IDF. And then, oh, they even admitted, oh, well, oh, it was a mistake. Oh, we didn't mean to kill these third party individuals. But, you know, so it's always a mistake when Jews kill others, right? And the made up lies about the Gaza Palestinians killing killing Jews is also made up from the very beginning. It was ridiculous. But going back to October 10th, 2023, that a music festival was being invaded by Palestinians flying in on what do you call those parachutes, paragliders, right? And that the IDF forces didn't even notice. Right?
Right.
These paragliders coming in. It's absurd. It's utterly absurd. And yet, as long as the Jews control the media, this type of nonsense. But it really appears to me, Ted, that the Jews have overstepped. You know, it's the old story of the boy who cried wolf. I mean, the Jews have cried wolf a jillion times. And maybe it's finally coming to pass that nobody believes them anymore. That would be a good thing. But here, let me just continue with this article here. The WCK team was traveling in a de-conflicted zone in two armored cars branded with the WIC logo and a soft skin vehicle. Despite coordinating movements with the IDF, the convoy was hit as it was leaving the Deir al-Balah warehouse, where the team had unloaded more than 100 tons of humanitarian food aid brought to Gaza on the maritime route. So it's obvious that the Jews do not want even any kind of humanitarian aid to come to the Palestinian people. And, you know, we reported a long time ago when this conflict started, I asked the question, what is the real objective here? And we found out about the canal construction area. So they want their alternative to the Suez Canal was to come from another entry port right through Gaza into the Mediterranean Sea. So that's certainly part of it. And apparently they've also found either methane or oil offshore right off of Gaza. And rather than mess up the waters off the Tel Aviv, right, they want to mess up the waters off of Gaza. So you can't get a grain of truth from mass media at all about this story. You have to go to non-mainstream, non-Jewish sources to get any facts whatsoever. Over to you.
Yeah, now you brought up TikTok, and the thing about the younger generation, I'm kind of an early wave millennial, okay? I was born in the mid-80s, and I remember the world before the internet. I remember it was just TV, there was just radio, and newspapers and magazines, okay?
Right.
And the internet came along, and I was one of those teenagers when Napster was out, okay? I was downloading, it's pirating music, downloading music for free.
Right.
And so this killed the record industry. The albums, the CD sales, the internet wrecked it. Internet piracy of music wrecked and took most of the profit out of the album, the recording industry, okay?
Right.
And
right.
In my opinion, Eli, you probably agree, the internet has done the same thing to the mainstream media, which has been a Jewish monopoly. And
right.
And even if the Jews don't outright control a corporation, a network, if one of their co-tribesmen isn't the CEO, what they do is they get the ADL to have a meeting with the corporation, and they pressure and subtly threaten them. We'll run your advertisers off. We'll do this and this. So this was the game, and TikTok has come along. And folks, I don't know if you guys are aware or have seen the stories, but I'll sum it up like this. Americans, people under, let's say, 40, 35 or 40, they don't watch TV anymore. They don't read newspapers. They don't pay attention to mainstream media. They log on to social media on the internet, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, all these new apps in the past 10 years that have come up. So the thing about TikTok is anyone in the world can record a video with their iPhone, their smartphone, and they can report from anywhere in the world. So these indigent, starving Palestinians, if one of them's able to get a smartphone that can record a video, you can be in a war zone and upload a live report to the internet, and it can go viral around the world. Hundreds of millions of people can see your report. Okay.
Right.
So you notice, I happen to catch clips of, what was it? One of the Republican debates that Trump didn't show up to. It was Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, and that, Vivek Ramaswamy. And they were up there, and you noticed all the GOP Zionist shills that are owned by AIPAC in the Israel lobby, they're up there. Oh, my God, we need to ban TikTok. We need to ban TikTok. And they'll say it's because China owns TikTok. But that's not the reason, folks. The reason is the ADL and the Jews are worried that people are seeing the true devastation on TikTok. Okay. And young people are seeing it, young liberal people. And once you go from my generation down younger, it gets more and more non-white. So the millennials were about 40 or 50% non-white. And then the Generation Z, the Zoomers, they are, I think they're majority non-white and pretty liberal. Yes. And, Israel-Palestine thing, it's always been something that liberals have pounced on and pointed out the atrocities, and they've been called anti-Semites for it. But folks, this whole TikTok thing, do not buy into this, oh, China this, we're worried about China. That is the Jew handlers, the AIPAC representatives are telling these Republican congressmen that we need to ban TikTok because people are seeing what's really happening in Palestine, folks.
Right.
What's happening in the Gaza Strip. You see images of 3, 4, 5, 6-year-old children being pulled lifelessly, covered in ash, out of concrete rubble from an apartment building that was bombed into oblivion. You see these images of dead children, and it's horrific, folks. If we can't agree that killing children and dead children is horrific, then nothing is horrific. Okay.
Right.
That's just the way I see it. It's an awful, it's a terrible thing. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the TikTok issue. And you're not going to see this go away. Okay. This is going to be a thing, but just know it's a Jewish deception. It's not the Chinese. It's because Jews are losing the PR battle and TikTok's on the front lines of it.
Yeah. It's about time. Well, and there's also, the Jews control, the Rothschilds personally own Reuters, the Associated Press, I forget all the, they own all of the news services. And I remember reading an article not too long ago about NPR and mainstream media in general, how few stories there are giving the Palestinian perspective of the conflict, right? There's got to be 95 pro-Israeli stories to 5, Palestinian stories. It just shows you the lopsidedness of the coverage of the Jew-owned media here in America. But it's not just America. It's the world over. Okay. So praise Yahweh for TikTok. Right? Let the truth come out.
The internet respects nothing.
Yes.
it holds no sacred cows. And it is going to expose lies, and it does not care. And, I say this, I've said it for years. I really think without the internet, we would be, I know me personally, all the things I would probably know nothing of this, all the research, the learning over the past 15, 20 years. I mean, I would know nothing. Folks, we'd be in a dark age. we'd be stuck with Jewish TV networks and newspapers. We would be totally in the dark. So,
right.
Yes, praise Yahweh for the internet and the ability mm-hmm. to speak and communicate freely. Truly an independent free press.
Right.
The internet is all we have left of that.
Yeah, the alternative media of the internet is the only real free press. This article continues, this is not only an attack against WIC, WCK, this is an attack on humanitarian organizations showing up in the most dire of situations where food is being used as a weapon of war, because it's typical of the Jews. This is Stalin, used starvation to kill 13 million Ukrainians. This is unforgivable. By the way, you will never hear anything about Bolshevik Russia on mainstream media. All you ever hear about is Nazis and the 6 million and the Holocaust. And what about the 66 million Russian Christians who were exterminated by the Jew Bolsheviks? You never hear anything about that on mass media, okay? I don't know. Maybe TikTokers aren't even aware of it, right? We'll see. We'll have to change that. I don't have a TikTok account, so I've never really posted anything there. I see an occasional video now and then. But, I don't know, are the Chinese simply thumbing their noses at Jewry, do you think?
Yeah, the Chinese do not care if you get on there and you're anti-Semitic or this or that. They're not gonna try to censor you or block you until they get so many reports, okay?
Okay.
So it's not like Facebook. It's not like Twitter. And young people use it. People vote with their feet, right? That's
right.
How you can tell what really works and what wins in the economy. People vote with their wallet. They vote with their feet.
Right.
And young people have voted going to the internet, okay?
Right.
Probably for various reasons. But, these Jew oligarchs that have controlled America with an iron grip for the past century or two, they really got blindsided by the internet. They did not see this coming. They kind of, mm-hmm. in my opinion, they kind of got fat and sassy. The Sumner Redstones, others, they did not see the runaway freight train that was going to smash them with the internet. So,
right.
Praise Yahweh for that, right?
Amen. Well, another thing I see is, the Chinese government does censor anti-Chinese, material, okay,
right,
and
right.
so they've got enough on their hands with that. So okay, so go say what you want about the Jews, have at it. All right, just don't say anything bad about communist China. All right,
right.
Okay, yeah. So it appears that the Chinese are thumbing their noses. Now, I've been saying this for a long, long time. The Jews created communist China. Okay, they created communist China as a potential army against America when they decide that America must be invaded, okay? But they've got so much trouble on their hands, the Jews, that is, with the world economy and with all of the negative press, not just from TikTok, but just about everywhere, all the alternative channels, BitChute, very little, even YouTube, it has been broadcasting a lot of anti-Jewish stuff. CI videos claiming that the Jews are not Israelites are being broadcast on YouTube. It's amazing. I've never seen the like. Maybe I should try getting back on YouTube. Maybe they'll allow me to have my show back, right? Which I used to have in 2014, which lasted three episodes until they blocked me, right? So, but let me finish this here. The seven killed are from Australia, Poland, United Kingdom, a dual citizen of the U.S. and Canada, and Palestine. I am brokenhearted and appalled that we, World Central Kitchen and the world, lost beautiful lives today because of a targeted attack by the IDF. They're not hesitating, blaming the Israeli military. The love they had for feeding people, the determination they embodied to show the humanity rises above all, and the impact they made in countless lives will forever be remembered and cherished, unquote, said Aaron Gore, CEO of World Central Kitchen. Now, you never hear any stories of Jews feeding non-Jews anywhere in the world, do you?
Right. Well, and I want to stop you here too. You mentioned the seven killed in this attack were from European countries. Now, I saw that they posted the headshots of the victims, and folks, these are all from what I could tell, just at a knee-jerk glance at the story. Folks,
White
it was
people.
white liberals. I mean, who else
Oh,
signs up
okay.
for
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
humanitarian charities work? These were idealistic. Naive, I must say,
Yep.
white liberal-minded folks that thought they were doing good, and they saw the horrific conditions in Gaza, these people starving, bleeding to death, dying, and they wanted to do good in the world, so they joined this World Central Kitchen to provide food relief to starving Palestinians, and they
Right.
ended up getting murdered by the IDF. So
Yeah.
there you go, folks. Even
Yeah.
We need to warn. We need to warn these good-hearted liberals that look, you're not safe. You're going to be targeted by the Israelis. They're going to kill you. They are
Right.
nutcases. Apparently, they didn't take this seriously. That's too bad.
Right. Well, it's interesting. I'm looking on DuckDuckGo for any truthful stories about what's going on in the Gaza war, and maybe Al Jazeera. Let's see what Al Jazeera, because the New York Times, BBC, they're not going to tell the truth. And this is okay. So I'm going to share this with people in the chat room. This is Mark Owen Jones, associate professor at Hamad bin Khalifa University. Wow, what an anglicized name that is. He doesn't look like he's an Anglo. He looks like he's an Arab and partially black. Anyway, fact or fiction? Israel needs fake nurses to justify killing Gaza babies. Now, that's a provocative story. So let me share this with the people in the chat room here, real quick. And we'll pursue this article here, real quick. All right, here we go. Fact or fiction? Israel knows it risks losing global support over its slaughter of children, so it's turning to social media disinformation that's sloppy but often effective. So, yeah, so you, as you were saying, maybe the Jews didn't realize that social media will turn against them. So they're reacting to the fact that social media is turning against them. Now they have to, instead of just disinformation from major news outlets, now they have to put disinformation on social media as well. Okay? So the article says, in Gaza, a child is killed every 10 minutes. Since October 7th, Israel has killed more than 4,000 children. Now, premature babies at Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital are dying because the institution is out of power after a month of Israel's siege, and so is unable to operate incubators. Israel knows it risks losing international support for its ongoing slaughter of children, and I believe the UN issued another resolution against the Israelis, but the Israelis, simply ignore any resolution that the United Nations issues against them. Western allies like French President Emmanuel Macron and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who have until now been steadfast in support of Israel, have in the past week publicly asked the Israeli government to stop killing children, even if Macron has since softened his tone. And so we see even Joe Biden talked to Netanyahu and said, come on, you got to stop killing children. It's bad publicity, right? Okay, they're not concerned about their children.
Right.
They're concerned about the publicity. Yeah, your comment at this point.
Yeah, I saw on Twitter last night people were tweeting little news bites that even old Dementia Joe realizes that Netanyahu and the Israelis are trying to drag America into a greater conflict, and he wants no part of
Right.
it. And
Right.
he's telling him, "Hey, Jack, you got to slow down on this. It's terrible what you're doing." So even Dementia Joe can see the truth, folks. What's that tell you?
That's right. That's right. So sooner or later, I'd say the last, and you're absolutely right about deluded liberals. Again, liberalism is another Jewish creation. They created liberalism to counteract the white race and Christianity, right? They deliberately created liberalism for that purpose.
Right.
As, okay. But nevertheless,
Right.
the propaganda they're issued in college is all, pro-humanitarian. We're all brothers. All races are the same. And then when they and they assume that the Israelis believe likewise, because a lot of their professors have hooked noses, right? And they believe Jewish propaganda. So when they go to Israel and they realize that Jews are hypocrites and they're murdering anyone who's not Jewish, then maybe liberals' eyes will be open. Maybe, right? Yeah. So anyway, Al
Right.
Jazeera. Yeah. Go ahead. You're about to say something there.
Well, yeah, let me add in. I mentioned in the opening monologue about going back and studying the history of the foundation of the State of Israel. What was it in 19, was it 95, 96, 94? The election between Benjamin Netanyahu and Yitzhak Rabin. Yitzhak Rabin was the peace candidate. He
Oh, wow.
wanted peace, and Netanyahu was the opponent. And of course, Netanyahu is the Likud party. They're the extremist party that want that are doing what you're seeing take
Right.
place. And it was a Jewish law student there, an Israeli there in Israel, that pulled out a gun and murdered Yitzhak Rabin
Right.
in the streets. Okay, so you never hear, you always hear, and it is true, Islam, Muslims have a radical problem. It's definitely there. Okay, they're not innocent.
And that's
The Middle
understandable.
East, the Arab Muslim world, they're not innocent angels either. Okay, don't get me wrong, but you never hear that Jews carry out these terrorist attacks. What was it, the Goldstein Mosque attack in 93 or 94? Abraham Goldstein, wasn't that his name? He walked into a mosque in Palestine or Israel somewhere and gunned down 30 some people. So just these poor, naive white liberals, they got to wake up, folks. And it's I guess it's
And
our job to do it. So
the Israeli government actually issued a plaque honoring Goldstein for what he did on that site, right? Only
wow,
the
amazing.
Israelis would issue a plaque for a cold-blooded murder of 30, 40 people, innocent people, right? Okay. Only the Jews would do that. Okay. So continuing with this article here. Israel's propaganda and disinformation machine is finding new ways to justify the killing of children and the bombing of medical facilities. Usually, Israel's first response to accusations of atrocities is denial. When that fails, the second strategy is to blame Hamas or other Palestinian armed groups for Palestinian deaths. Okay, so it can't possibly be Jews. The only way the Jews only kill soldiers, right? Right. But it's recently been revealed and admitted by Israeli military officials that the what's the doctrine called? The is named after a general who sacrificed his own people to get himself out of trouble, right? So that doctrine that the Israeli military uses encourages or permits the IDF to mow down Israeli civilians if they get in the way. It's a Hannibal doctrine. The Hannibal doctrine permits the IDF to mow down Israeli citizens if they get in the way of a firefight between the IDF and anybody else, such as Hamas. Okay? And they admitted that a lot of the people killed at that so-called dance festival or free, whatever it was, music festival, were killed by the IDF and not by Hamas. They came out and admitted it, right? But that's not in your
Right.
mainstream press either, okay? Again, it's only on the internet. So praise Yahweh for the internet. And then he says, it hasn't given up on those strategies, but is also trying to directly link Palestinian children to Hamas and thereby seek to portray them and the places where they are sheltering as legitimate targets. Yeah, well, Jewish rabbis have stated, it's legitimate for us to kill babies because those babies will grow up to be non-Jewish enemies of the Israeli state. And this is the mentality of the typical Jew.
Right. Haven't you heard Jews in your education establishments? I know I have. They always bring up the classic scenario of if you had baby Hitler in front of you, wouldn't it be okay to kill him? I mean, they come up with all these wild, these wild theories to the really Talmudic, right?
Oh, yeah.
They're just justification for the Jews to do whatever they want without consequence.
Right.
Exactly. Well, what about baby Jesus? the Israelis sent a whole army after baby Jesus, right? As Herod did.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, right? Herod was after him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blaming Hamas. On November 11th, the official Arabic account run by Israel's foreign ministry posted a video of a nurse, apparently agitated, talking about Hamas overrunning the Al-Shifa hospital and taking all the fuel and morphine. She claimed that because Hamas had stolen morphine, she couldn't use it on a five-year-old with a fracture. The video, which was retweeted thousands of times, was a clear fake. No staff in the vicinity appeared to recognize the individual featured, casting doubt on her identity and role. It reminds me of the claim during the, I think it was the first or second Gulf War, of a lady saying that the Iranians, or Iraqis rather, were disconnecting incubators where children were being, you know, treated, and so all those children were dying. Well, that woman was not an Iraqi.
Yes,
she
that
was
teenage
a fake
girl at the hearing.
She was an actress, right? Okay.
And right. She was the daughter of a exec at a PR firm, and she gave a pretty good performance. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm a true victim of the, you know, and the same thing was true because the Jews are the ones who began all the trouble in Ukraine. They dressed up IDF soldiers with Nazi swastikas on their armbands, and they started randomly killing people. So you could blame Nazis when in fact it was the Jews. All right, so this is such a typical Jewish tactic that is never exposed on mainstream media that it really must become common knowledge that this is how the Jews operate. Always hire, they hire people like Hamas. Most people who listen to Eurofolk Radio know that Hamas was created by the Israelis, okay? And it was created by the Israelis to act as an instigator of war, okay? So they hire a Hamas teenager to throw a rock over the wall. It hits a Jew on the head, right? And then the entire IDF force starts bombing, strafing. They haven't resorted to nukes yet, but they are about to, I think. We'll see. They would like to. Go ahead.
Last week from I think it was a U.S. House of Representatives member, Brian I forget his name, but this guy mentioned he's a member of the House of Representatives for the United States, and he mentioned using an atomic weapon on Gaza. This is how nuts these people are, folks.
Wow, right, they are nuts, but they're bribed. They know who butters their kosher bread.
Right,
right, all right. So. Robert Mackey, a journalist with the research agency Forensic Architecture, spoke to three Doctors Without Borders staff members working at the Al-Shifa Hospital, none of whom recognized her. Okay? And, that reminded me what I was going to report on was there was a video promoted by the Jews. It was actually shot by a Jewish movie director here in America. That it was called I Am Ukrainian, and it was a very pretty actress promoting the cause of Ukraine against Russia, okay? But this was all staged, okay? She was not a Ukrainian. She was an actress, and they were covering up the fact that IDF forces were actually the ones killing civilians, not anybody, not Nazis. It wasn't Nazis. And they're still promoting this Nazi business even today. There are no Nazis there. If they're Nazis, they're working for the Jews.
You know
okay?
what? I got kind of the inside baseball. And you see, I wondered this whole thing, too, that the what is the Azov Battalion, and they wear their Nazi insignia and all this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's what you see on the internet, and it totally obscures the Jewish thing. Now, right. I have a good friend that grew up. His parents were members of the Wesley Swift Church. Okay.
Oh.
And so He, you know, I say, you know, hey, did you see this in the news? Or hey, tell me about this Bible issue. And he's like, you know, Ted, I've heard all this since I was a teenager. I'm well versed in all of it. So I'm like, so I always go to him when I have questions or I want to get his take. And so he explained this whole Nazi Ukrainian thing, and it,
right.
And well, I don't want to go off on a big tangent, but more or less, the Eastern Front Third Reich commander that was out there, he was a great commander, okay, but he let his troops run wild, and Eli, mm-hmm. you're a Vietnam vet, you know, boys will be boys. Young men have hormones, whether it's a war mm-hmm. zone or not. And basically, what happened is that these SS units that were out there under this man's command, he was a great general. But he let his troops run wild. Well, they slept with these Ukrainian women, okay?
Oh.
And they were Khazarises out there in Ukraine at the time that lived in the local shtetls, okay?
Oh, wow.
And, you know, extreme temperatures in the winter, as reported by Leon Degrelle in some of his writings, it would get 50 below in the wintertime. Wow. So the troops in their positions, they'd go into these shtetls, these little villages, to survive in the wintertime. They would live with the locals in their little shanty mm-hmm. village, okay, the shtetl.
Right.
And as a result, they had relations with these local women in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, I don't have the exact numbers, but I'd say half of Ukraine is probably Khazar.
Jewish.
Okay,
right.
In their DNA
yeah.
background. So,
yeah.
Long story short, these Azov Battalion Nazis, they're so proud because their grandpa Fritz, the tank commander in the SS,
right.
he shacked up in the local shtetls and
right.
had relations with the local maiden. Okay,
right.
And as a result, you have these Khazaris, you know, Khazarian people in the Azov Battalion that, you know, as a result, hate Russia and they do yep. all this Nazi cosplay, but they're really half and half. They're Mischlings, okay? And Hitler
right.
got wind of this towards the end of the war, and he reprimanded this this commander,
Ukraine.
Which his name.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. This is yeah. terrible that I forget his name. But this is the story on the Azov Ukrainian Nazis, okay? They're
uh-huh.
half and half. They're Mischlings. And they're very
right.
proud of their, you know, their grandfather's service in World War II.
Right.
And grandma passed down all the insignia, the SF's
right.
knives, the uniforms. They passed it down to them. So they're very proud. So that's
right.
it, folks. The SS
oh, yeah.
Men on the Eastern Front bedded the local maidens there in the village.
Mm-hmm.
And you got these Mischlings, and Hitler
yeah.
okay. Hitler actually took that commander out of
right.
service towards the end
so
of the war
so
when he found
actually,
it. He was
yeah.
enraged when he found out about it.
Oh, right. So they're actually Khazars who look white because they bedded white women in Ukraine, and then when they wear Nazi armbands, the people believe it. Right? The whole
right,
thing is
right.
a stage
it's
play.
It's
a stage play, or as
right.
you say, a cosplay. So there's nothing in the world that is run by Jews that is true and honest. It's all fake. It's all lies. Beware the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. It's all hypocrisy. And the sooner our people wake up to the fact that mass media, and I'm throwing Trump in here too. Trump is a toy of the Jews as well. But it's interesting to me that Joe Biden is having, he may actually have a conscience, right? And maybe Trump has a conscience too, because they're actually white people. Although Trump converted to Judaism in 2017 while he was president. So he may be even more of a lapdog to the Jews than Biden. But Biden, he actually spoke out against Netanyahu and their killing of children. That's unprecedented.
Right.
I can't remember the last time an American president criticized a sitting Israeli, dogpile, leader. Right? Okay. Right. Yeah. So he
I
says,
just,
go ahead.
Eli,
Yeah.
I just remembered this commander's name. His name is Paul Hauser.
Really?
Hausser.
Right.
There's not a lot on the internet about him, but if you look into it and find some sources, you'll see that he was a great commander on the Eastern Front. But like I said, the story is that his men ran wild and he led them. He didn't control them.
Right.
And they bedded the local maidens that are Khazarises there in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And these are Mischlings, okay?
Right, sure. Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
But
yeah.
Anyways, well, back. I'm sorry to go off on that tangent, let's get back to the Israeli
right.
war
well,
issue,
just,
genocide
just one,
here.
Yeah, just one more point. Bibi admitted that Ukraine is our real home. Okay, so they're not even concerned about retaining Jerusalem or Israel. It doesn't matter where the Jews rule from. It's the banking class of Jewry that rules the world. Not the politicians in Israel, all right? So, but he admitted that a lot of Jews are Khazars, and that's where they come from. So they wouldn't mind going back, right? No problem whatsoever, okay? So anyway, so the author continues, the strategic placement of a Palestinian health ministry logo was a contrived attempt to mislead or create a honey trap for open source intelligence. Adding to the suspicion were the stock audio sounding bombing effects and her immaculately clean white coat and perfect makeup, all of which seemed out of place in a supposedly dire setting, which is exactly what I thought when I saw that video, I Am Ukraine. This woman, who was like the star of the show, was immaculately, her makeup was perfect, her clothing was perfect. And she was pretending to be a victim of the Russian violence, right? Come on. Come on. This is too. Plus, the video was so slick. So if you saw a video from somebody's cell phone, and people are stumbling over their words and they're trying to figure out what to say, that's one thing. But when somebody is so slick and reading a script, it's obviously fake, right? And so as soon as I saw that video, I said, oh, no, this is fake. The purpose of the video was clear, to blame Hamas for the suffering of children and legitimize the Israeli military's claims that Hamas is using civilians and children as human shields. So how long can the Jews get away with this stuff? How long can they get away with this? But if they start killing their own liberal hirelings, right? If their own liberal hirelings get in the way of their killing of Palestinians, they don't care if their own Israeli citizens get in the way. They don't care if liberals get in the way. They don't care if anybody gets in the way. They're, for whatever reason, they're bound and determined to destroy Gaza. Okay? I don't see any. I think you sent me. I think it was David Ben-Gurion already when he was president in the early days talked about building a canal, from, I forget the waterway that leads to the Indian Ocean besides the Suez Canal that would have to go through Gaza. I think, and I know the talk about this goes back to the 70s already, that the Jews are eventually going to build a canal to the Mediterranean through Gaza. So maybe they've decided the time is now, the time is ripe. Maybe they're not making enough money from donations, right? And they need to charge, the guys who are at the bridge, the trolls. Maybe they need to charge the troll fee for people, for ships going through their canal so that Egypt doesn't get any more money from the Suez Canal. Maybe that's the plan. But the outrageous, inhuman treatment of non-Jews and even of little Jews, the lesser brethren, as the super rich Jews call them, how long can they get away with this fake propaganda? How long?
Right. You know, I'm listening to you talk about this, and I just had a little a mental note come up. Do you remember the Abu Ghraib, the torture scandal from the
right?
Iraq War in 2003, 2004? You remember
right.
that, Eli, in
oh,
the
sure,
news?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I did some digging. This has been years ago that I was digging into the Iraq War, and my objective was to prove that the Israelis, the Jews, were the motive behind it. They were the one pushing us into it.
Right.
So I did some digging, and I found out that we had Israeli advisors in the U.S. military. They were advising these prison folks that were running the prison, the Abu Ghraib. The
right.
Israelis were advising Americans on how to torture these Arabs and how to get
right.
them to confess to certain things and how to torture them
right.
and sleep deprive them. And so we learned all this from the Israelis in the Iraq
That's
War.
Right.
But you
That's
never
right.
heard that little tidbit come out, did you? You never heard
right.
about the Israeli advisors teaching the Americans
yeah.
how to do it, did you?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I remember a video. It was a white American woman in uniform who was torturing some Arab guy, right? I remember that video. And so that's, you know, but I figured it's got to be fake. You know, it's America's working under the influence of Jews again and again and again and again. And that's, yeah, that yeah, they
exactly.
always use, they use proxies to do their dirty work for them. In other words, actors, whether they realize they're actors or not. Okay. So, The world is nothing. Well, I've said this many times. The world is nothing but Jewish theater, and people are still believing that the
right.
theater is news. All right. Yeah.
Right. Well, what's that Benjamin Disraeli quote about the world is ruled behind the scenes from much different from your imagination of what it is? I forget how it goes, but
yeah, that's right.
That
yeah.
always struck me years ago when I read that. I thought,
yeah.
my gosh, he really said it, didn't he?
Yes, absolutely. And this, you're talking about the late 1800s. The world was ruled by Jewish banksters already, and Zionists and Talmudists, totally
right.
ruled already behind the scenes by these people. And the world has yet to figure it out. Okay, so the Christian identity has always been in the lead, starting with Henry Ford, of exposing the fact that the Jews are not what they claim to be, and they are the true source of all evil in the world. Bottom line, that's what it is. So the article continues here. Eventually, as the Israeli government was called out over the video, the foreign ministry quietly deleted its post without any explanation. Okay? So if we can't prove you wrong, we'll just keep quiet about it. Okay? But spreading disinformation and then deleting it has become routine, raising the question, why is the Israeli military's propaganda so sloppy? After all, doesn't Israel risk losing credibility in this way? Answer is no, because the benefits outweigh the costs. The old adage, quote, a lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes, unquote, tells us most of what we need to know about propaganda. The key is not truthfulness, but rather speed and primacy, and the overwhelming the fact is that the Jews control world media, and they have no competition there. All right, except maybe TikTok. So go TikTok, go China. You keep letting your people, do local videos exposing the truth. That's going to get more people convinced of how evil the Israeli state really is than anything else. Okay. So controlling the narrative means getting information out faster than your enemy and making that information sensational, like throwing babies up in the air and catching them on your bayonets, as they said about the German military in World War I, which was fake, folks, totally fake. The world press even admitted it after the war was over, okay, because the world press wasn't totally controlled by Jews then. Those stories were made up by Jews. But nevertheless, the damage was done during the war, right? One study showed that 86% of people do not fact check news they see on social media. Well, that's good. because if it's putting out by TikTokers, that's a good thing. But now, see the trend, what the article is suggesting here, the Jews are getting in on the social media platform to counteract the truth, because they, if the truth comes out on any platform, the Jews must be there to counteract it. And just this story, I have to tell you, just searching for this story, I had to wade through about 50 Jew-promoted stories claiming the exact opposite of what this Al Jazeera story is taking. You know? So, and I had to go to DuckDuckGo to get this article, because the Jews have Snopes, the fact checker, right? And so they're getting in line to make sure the truth doesn't get out, right? And it's incredible. This is a planet of lies, and the lies are so thick that you really have to have, a snowplow? Some kind of plow to dig through the lies to get to the truth, right? And it's still the case. So something got to happen to wreck the Jewish monopoly on mass media. But I think they're probably too late with social media, because for one thing, Ted, young people don't give a damn. They don't give a damn about Israeli propaganda. You know, they're looking to be entertained, and they're looking, oh, look at this, dead babies, dead Palestinian babies, not dead Jewish babies. That grabs their attention. Talk about sensational, right? There's nothing more sensational than Jewish atrocities against anybody. Nothing more sensational than that. Okay.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this: the burgeoning non-white youth population of America—they're not going to be kowtowed by being called anti-Semitic. That
right?
They're going to
Nazis, or racist.
Duck that one. It's going to roll off their back like nothing. That don't bother them. So
yeah.
You know, the Jews have wrecked, Zog has wrecked America so badly, they cannot get any more, corn-fed southern white boys to join up in the military. You see all these stories about how the military's on the ropes. They can't find young men, young white men, rather, to come in and bail them out and win wars, as it's always been the case.
That's right.
You know, the white southerner who grew up hunting and in the rural scene, they always made the best soldiers.
Right.
And they can't find any more of those to sign up to be abused and used by Zog. So, they're crying about that. The situation, the domestic situation, the economy is wrecked. Inflation's out of control. Zog has wrecked America so badly, and they weren't able to pull off their war and Middle East, Greater Israel agenda in time. You know, they have no one to blame but themselves.
Right. Well, they tore down the statues of Robert E. Lee, of General Johnston, and all of the Confederate heroes, tore down all their statues. Now you expect those guys to enlist?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You see? See, it gets out of hand. It's starting to get out of hand. The Jews are so, rapidly trying to eradicate the white race, that they've lost sight of the fact that you have to employ strategy, and tearing down the statues of Confederate heroes was the wrong thing to do. Okay.
Yeah. Now I want to add something here too. And don't get me wrong. There's going to be some nuance in here with what I say.
Okay.
You know, I'm on social media. I've been on social media for years. I've been around people my age, and there is a perception out there that they kind of just throw their hands up when you talk about China and Putin. Oh, Putin's a Jew. He's surrounded by Jews. Look at the Jew oligarchs around Putin. Right. He's Zog. He's a Jew. You can write him off. Same thing with China.
I've seen it. Yeah.
That's what they say. And I now look that those. There are facts, and I believe they are factual, that he's got these Abramovich and these oligarchs around him. There's no doubt about that. But let me tell you something, folks. You got to get this through your head. The BBs, the Ariel Sharons, the extremist Likudnik party, they hate Vladimir Putin. Get this through your head. They hate Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
Vladimir Putin interfered in the Syrian civil war in 2011, and he protected Bashar al-Assad. He gave him air support with fighter jets and gave him you know, ammunition, materiel on the ground. Israel and Hillary Clinton and Obama, they wanted rid of Bashar al-Assad.
Right.
Vladimir Putin stepped in and protected Bashar al-Assad. Vladimir Putin is going to step in and protect Iran. I'm just, and as this thing escalates, China is going to do the same. Okay. I'm just telling you, you got to get this through your head. There are different types of Jews in the world. They're not all the same. The Zionists are different from, you know, the Orthodox Jews or the Russian oligarch Jews. There are different teams at play here. It's a little confusing, but if you look into this, I'm telling you, this is the serious case. And Eli, I sent you a video. Everyone out there listening, they can look this up. Look up
I'll post it in
Israeli Knesset member threatens Russia.
Right.
Now, this is from a few months ago, but I caught this like the day or the week it happened, and I saved the video because it's gold. It's golden. Mm-hmm. This Israeli parliament member went on Russian television and had a tirade against the host and against Putin and against Russia. He hates Putin and Russia for helping the Arabs, backing the Muslims. And folks,
I understand you're on the Russian payroll, and I understand.
Putin's a Jew, and it's over, and blah blah blah. That is not the case. Yeah. Israel is isolating itself. They're losing the international PR battle.
Yes, they are.
And you know, things work out weird in history. It may be that Old Dementia Joe is the one who finally tells Israel to shove off, and we're not going to go to World War III for you. You know, things can get weird. Okay. They can get weird real quick. And if, like I said, if even Dementia Joe can see this as a genocide and it's a bad look, then everyone can see it's a bad look.
Yeah.
And, Bibi and the extreme Zionists, they could be on the ropes too. Bibi is in political trouble. And I happen to think that maybe a motivating force for this war was to save his own rear end from hitting the shredder, politically speaking. And, you know, Jacob Rothschild just died maybe in the past month, 2 months, I forget the timeline. But, you know, it could have been that Jacob Rothschild was the only one in BB's corner. And now that he's gone, what help, what backing does BB really have? So things are changing. We need to look at the inside baseball and really analyze this and realize there's more going on than you might see.
Right.
Okay.
Amen.
So
amen.
Now is Putin the savior of the white race? No, he's not.
No,
is he a white nationalist? No, he's not.
He's got to defend his own people. Right.
When it comes to sticking a fork in Zog, folks, it just might turn out that Russia, Iran,
China
are going to be the ones to stab that knife in.
The Chinese have no love for Jews, period. Okay, we're out of time.
Right.
Thanks, Ed. Great show. We'll get together again next week, everybody. Bye-bye.